Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This is Kevin's favorite part of the show, and that's when you text in. Just text in whatever you want, but here's the focus. The focus is you're the greatest burger ever. And you don't have to say, rodeo goat, or it's Twisted Root. That's fine. You can say that. I want to know the specific burger, though. I want to know what you stack on it. I want to know how you out Whataburger somebody, all right? Give me the contents that you stack on your burger, 877-881-1053. But before we get to that, Kevin,
Did you say before we get to that, because you know I have the answer that's going to shut everybody down because I have the highest class palate?
Because that's how these discussions work. People are just going to be like, oh, yeah, Kevin's right.
It's the bacon burger.
No, hold on.
That's all you need to know.
Oh, my God.
I
wanted you to tease for the segment for everybody to be like, okay, what's Kevin's? What does he want? I'll tell you what. I'll tease mine.
No, the discussion's over for you, Kevin, because nobody's respecting that.
Mine will be approached in just a moment, okay? That I'll tell you what mine is in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. All right, actually, maybe three.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, the Brian Gumbel had on Tony Clark. He had all the Players Association presidents.
Okay.
From NBA, baseball, and the NFL.
Okay.
And he asked them on a scale of 1 to 10 what he thought the chances of them playing were. And here's what each of them said.
I remain optimistic. I do. I know that's not a number, but I do remain optimistic. And as
give me
I,
a number.
I,
six, seven?
A seven would be a C. Eight would be a B. Eight and a half, maybe a B plus. I am in the B plus range. I was an A minus B plus student, so I'll land there. But I'll tell you, it's really not that simple. Even today got an update as to how.
That was Tony Clark, by the way.
How did he make this a grade scale? Like, how do you grade probability?
Also, how did he get the grade scale wrong? A 7 is a C, an 8 is a B, an 8.5 is a B plus. No, it's not. That is not how that works. An 8.5 is a B, an 8 is a B minus. Like, at least get the scale right if you're changing it.
What are the chances of me going to get a burger after the show?
Yeah.
C minus.
Okay, well, my chances today
7.8, according to Tony Clark.
A plus is my chances. I already have plans. All right, so I just wanted to point out that is Tony Clark. If you want to let's go ahead and hit that audio again, and we'll roll through it.
I remain optimistic. I do. I know that's not a number, but I do remain optimistic. And as
give me
I,
a number.
I,
6, 7.
A 7 would be a C. 8 would be a B. 8.5, maybe a B plus. I am in the B plus range. I was an A minus B plus student, so I'll land there. But I'll tell you, it's really not that simple. Even today got an update as to how. We don't know everything we want to know and how things are continuing to change, but I do remain optimistic that we'll get back out there and play.
Can you give me a number, Michelle? NBA?
No, I'll give you a 6. It was probably an 8 last week. I've gotten some recent concerns expressed by players now that children have been infected, so heightened concerns have come into the conversation. So I'd say a 6.
All right. D, I'll give you the last word, the last number.
Well, yeah, UVA law graded on a curve, so I'm going to go with probably a 6, 7. But look, a lot depends on what happens with the other sports, and to say that we aren't looking at what's going to be happening in basketball and baseball, and we're not looking at how they work through these things, I'd be lying to you if we're not. So, how about if I go with 6, 7 on a curve?
I just mean
6.7, Corey? Does he mean 6 or 7?
You have to go to 1053thefan.com/fancam to see the look on Kevin and Reggie's face when DeMorey Smith said UVA law graded on a curve, because I think the stereotypes for what we think of the players' associations for every single one of those teams, those groups, stood out perfectly from Tony Clark all the way to DeMorey Smith there.
Man, and you know Tony Clark feels bad because Bryant Gumbel took two words for him to say, I think your answer is stupid. He was like, well, I don't really have a number. He goes, give me a number. Like, he's just, I'm going to shut down your answer right when it's getting started. And then he didn't ask for those other people's answers. He said, give me a number. And you know that he's sitting there like, damn, man, Bryant Gumbel is furious at me right now. Plus, I need to know, did he mean a 6? Did he mean a 7? Did he mean a 6.7?
It doesn't matter because he said it graded on a curve. How do you grade probability on a curve? How? How is that case? Houseway. Also, like, I don't believe that Tony's an A-minus student, because an A-minus student wouldn't say some dumb stuff like that.
Plus, you know, if he really was, then they wouldn't be in the situation they are right now, getting out-leveraged by the owners of Major League Baseball.
That's true, but also, I do believe that Tony thinks he was an A-minus student, because he thinks an 8.6 is an A-minus. So I think it's possible that that's the case.
All right, so your thoughts there, like, it sounded like the players' associations are leaning positive, but also not, like, completely ready to say it's a 10.
I mean, and I get it, the slide back from the 8 to the 6 with the kids. And, you know, I think it's tough to put that number on it, just because on the probability, I think you could put a number on it as long as you say, like, that number is really tenuous. Because, like, what if they said tomorrow, oh, we did some miscalculations about this or that, or, oh, we have done the research and there is going to be a second wave, or, oh, turns out that if you're under 65, you're going to live 99.99999%. Like, there, I feel like there are so many things that could be dropped in the next day, week, month, that would change our entire perception about this.
Well, and, I mean, just think, Kevin, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I probably would have said 0. You know, yeah. I think a lot of the leagues would have probably said, you know, in the ones and threes area. So just the fact that states have even opened up, I think, presented the more heavily optimistic look of 6 to 8, which is still not as optimistic as we want it to be.
And that's the thing, is so, like, they just released, I think it's the CDC, just put out a thing that, like, of the states that opened in the last 3 weeks, there's like 13 of them. Their cases for corona have gone down 26%, despite the fact that they've opened up their state. But, like, so that seems really encouraging on the surface. Well, that number could change tomorrow, or you could find out that somebody lied about the number, or you could find out they did the testing wrong and the number's even lower. Like, I just feel like there's still so many things that could change.
Or you could find out that party at the Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend really screwed everything up.
See, and, like, that's the other thing I wish would get factored in. I know they won't do this on the news, but I wish they would say, here's the coronavirus rate. Here's the coronavirus rate for non-dumbasses. Like, I know that's not news-friendly, but I automatically think you should take out that idiot group in the lake, because I'm like, well, I mean, they're in a lot of trouble. Survival of the fittest is probably going to take them down one way or another, and I don't think that should be factored into the rest of responsible adults in the world, but, you know.
I just got this from our boss man, Tim Collins. He headlined from CBS Sports. It says MLBPA intends to propose a longer 2020 MLB season and won't yield on prorated salary, according to the report. So we'll get back to that later today in Baseball Buckets.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Bringing it back, baby. All right. 877-881-1053. You were chiming in right now. What is the greatest burger of all time? What are you laughing about?
Well, the 817. I don't know what weird ass school y'all went to, but at my school, an 8 was a failing grade. I think they mean on the scale of 10.
Okay. So you're comparing the 10 to 100, right?
So, gotcha. I mean, hey, maybe Arlington ISD is just really tough. you know, I think the first time I ever had this too was at Topgolf. is that the fried egg burger.
There you go.
I know different places will call it different things.
I think it's largely called like a Royale
burger. Royale, yeah.
With cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, with cheese, absolutely.
So I got the Royale with cheese and bacon, and it rocked my socks off because, like, first of all, the fried egg on there is delicious, and then, of course, you get the runoff that you can dip your bun into, and it's just, it's a fantastic, it's a fantastic world of deliciousness, and I think I'm going to go with that.
I'll tell you this, I love the classic American lettuce, tomato, cheese, but I love two slices of bacon on it, all right? I absolutely have to have that. But at Rodeo Goat, they put a layer of butter and I believe salt, I feel like it's salt, on their buns, and it's a brioche bun, so it's already cheating. Like, then when you add a brioche bun to it, you're cheating already. But Rodeo Goat has a couple of different burgers that have stood out to me that I just absolutely can't get over. But the classic American, and Kevin, by the way, I think they call it the Brad Shamburger. Is right at the top of my list with bacon on top. But I'm asking everybody, how do you out Whataburger people? Like, what is it that you put on your burger that makes it the best burger? An egg is right, man. Whenever there's an egg on a burger, it's just good.
I need to go back to Rodeo Goat because I've only been there once, and I don't really remember my burger because I was with Jess, and she's like, they have the best cheese fries, and they brought us this, like, ginormous plate of cheese fries that were really good, and I lost focus on how good the burger was.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. They also have something called the Steaming Pile, which is jalapeno tater tots with goat cheese on top and then a layer of bacon and cheese on top of that with a fried egg on top of that.
Folks really love tater tots, huh?
Well, yeah, I love tater tots. They're the best fry there is.
Okay, I won't say the thing that I was going to say then.
You're going to say they're trash.
Not necessarily the trash, but they're severely overrated as like a way of consuming potatoes.
Why do you have to bring hate to all things joy in the world, Reggie? Is it because Mike's not here?
Here it
yeah,
is.
Absolutely.
Kevin,
that's why.
And all Kevin's positivity daily, and then there you are.
I haven't had one of these yet, but like I've been waiting on it. From the 972, grilled pineapple and melted blue cheese is my go-to. I'm really interested in the idea of putting that pineapple on a burger. Man, that sounds fantastic.
There are times I've had – now, I know over at Good Friends Burger – they have a jam. They have a really sweet jam that they put on. It's an onion jam, and that's the first time I'd ever had stuff like that. So I could see how a pineapple jam would be real nice to go on a burger.
From the 817, Rodeo Goat Dad Bod Burger is the best. And then you mentioned the jam, and someone from the 972 said you got to put that peanut butter on the burger.
What?
I have never had peanut butter on a burger, but I'm oddly intrigued by this.
Oh, hey, by the way, from the 817, please stop talking about burgers, y'all. I'm hungry and also trying to diet. Down 55 pounds since September, and you're making it hard. Here's what you can do. Take the bun off, and you're going to be fine. Eat the vegetables. Eat the patty. You're going to be fine. That can be part of your meal as you're trying to diet. You just don't have to go with the bun on that situation. Congratulations, though, on losing 55 pounds. I'm impressed.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.